This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. On today's show, we have Plinkett's very own Kathleen Craig. She was here giving us Plinkett's 2022 State of Savings Report, all the findings that they discovered, and she shares many of them with us here, which is some great resources for Creightians out there to help out their members and their savings efforts as well. So check it out. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Well, welcome back to our show. And on today's program, we have Plinkett's very own Kathleen Craig. Kathleen, how are you? Good to see you again.
I'm so great, Mike. Thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
Oh, great. Well, I'm excited that you're going to be here, too, because today we're talking about Plinkett's 2022 State of Savings Report. So I've been very excited to talk to you about what you guys discovered in this report. And can you give us a quick, before we dive into a few of the details, can you share with us, and I have a frog in my throat, good timing, give us a quick overview of this year's report.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, again, we just started it last year. We worked with the Harris Poll, but we thought it was really important as a mission-based company, right? That's helping. Our goal is to build technology that changes people's financial future. We want the data behind that. We want to know how everyday Americans are doing, right? And how they're feeling about their money, where their focus is. We feel like having that research is the best way we can support our credit union customers, right? So it was, a lot of it didn't surprise us and probably won't surprise any of our credit union listeners, right? But it was affirming to see that, you know, again, 75% of people feel like their income is falling behind their expenses, right? And it's worrisome, right? Which means more credit card usage, mm-hmm. right? And more debt people are getting in. 61% of people feel like they're living paycheck to paycheck right now. And so it just gives us a big opportunity, I think, as an industry to solve for that and to help people.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, especially in, like you alluded to, today's economy is not helping now for sure. So, and again, before we get into a couple of the takeaways here, so who did you survey and what did you ask them?
Yeah, absolutely. So we served over 2,000 adults, 18 and older, across the United States.
Okay.
So, so that's how we did it.
And so can you share, I mean, you already shared a couple of findings. There was another one that 43% say they are actively contributing to their emergency funds, which is actually a good number, I think, right?
Or yeah. There was definitely a lot of positives. 91% of people are still trying to save, right? They still want to save. It's just hard when they're living paycheck to paycheck, right? Yeah. And so we definitely thought that there were a lot of great insights and a lot of hope and a lot of excitement for credit unions in particular to build products around this state of saving and where people are at financially, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously, if credit card data is going, or credit card usage is going up, mm-hmm. personal loans, right? How do we help them get out of that? How do we help them avoid payday lenders, right? By having some of those payment systems where they can borrow from us, right? Based on their payday and things like that. So,
yeah, so important. Yeah, especially right now. And there's another one, nearly a third of Americans are putting aside money for long-time emergencies. So we're focusing on the emergency fund here. But yeah, this is really good news, I think. So again, there's kind of like the two sides of the coin here, but these are some of the good side of the coin, if you will.
So. It's really great to see that people understand that saving's important, right? Now, what did surprise us, though, is saving for a house didn't bubble up to the top, right? Emergency fund, travel and debt. And then as folks get older, retirement comes into play. But it was interesting to see young folks not saving for a home. And that was a bit of a flag for us of just, wow, younger folks now are feeling like home ownership is out of reach, which is not what any of us want, right? Home ownership is just such a big part of your financial wellness and your financial portfolio. Mm-hmm. So that was interesting and felt like an area where we could also help from an education standpoint.
Yeah, completely. Yeah, there's ways around that for sure. And hopefully it'll come back a little bit so those people get excited about buying a home again for sure. Yeah, we need that for sure. Were there any surprises that that would make you go, oh my gosh, I didn't see that one, like the home ownership one?
That was one of the biggest Yeah, absolutely. Sorry to cut you off. That was one of the biggest, but the other one that, again, I don't think surprises any of us that are in the industry, but is worrisome for us as an industry, is that retirement doesn't bubble up as a top saving till 45. And then really 55 plus is when people are really focused on retirement. Mm-hmm. And as we all know, the sooner you save and the younger you save, the easier it is. And so how do we get young folks who are living paycheck to paycheck, who are not thinking about home ownership, right? Or maybe in a gig economy, how do we get them thinking about these longer term impacts to their financial health as an industry? Because it's going to affect all of us, right? As they get older and they don't have retirement. The other thing that was interesting is that retirement really comes into play with people making $100,000 or more a year in annual income. Mm-hmm. And that makes sense a bit, but everyone needs retirement savings, right? And long-term savings. And so how do we help those folks that aren't in that income bracket get to retirement and start early and know that they can start small, right? You can start with a couple hundred dollars a month, right? Yeah, every little bit matters, and the earlier the better.
Yeah, and how do you, I mean, this might be going off topic just a little bit, but how do you motivate a 26-year-old to start saving for retirement when at that age you think you're going to live forever and you're living in the present and
all Yeah, absolutely. I think that that's where and why these robo-advisors have really taken off. And I think there's now some great companies that are building robo-advising and micro-investing in for credit unions. Yeah, yeah. Because I think historically, folks, there's this misnomer that if I don't have $10,000, I can't start, right? And it's like, well, you can start with $100, you can start with $250, you can start with $50 or $10, right? Mm-hmm. And so I do think there's some really great products coming on the market that credit unions can implement and help. And again, just help educate that every little bit counts. And if they automate it, and, you know, again, at Plinkett, we like to say it for savings, pay yourself first. Yep. Well, you know, pay yourself first, both in that emergency fund, but then also a little teeny bit in retirement will make an impact over the next 20 years.
Yeah. Yeah. And I find it, I mean, just, this is my personal viewpoint. When we save here, I find it very infectious in a good way. I kind of gamify it in my head. It was like, ooh, what can I do this month to, you know, if it's $5 or $100 or whatever, how can I, you know, how much can I save this month? So I kind of, it's almost kind of like a challenge to myself. And then at the end of the month or the end of the year, go, oh, wow, I did really well in July and we dropped off a little bit in November or whatever. So yeah, so I kind of gamify it in my own brain. So
yeah.
And I just find it actually kind of fun, you know, when you can like, oh my gosh, we saved this much last year. That's really cool. So that's how I play with it in my brain. So yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So. And I just think, you know, again, that education and that talking to people and taking the fear out of it. Yeah. Money, you know, we've talked about this, I think, before when I was with you the last time. But, you know, if your parents weren't good with their money or didn't talk about money and never shared it with you, then you don't know how to talk about money, right? And it can be just an intimidating and taboo subject. Mm-hmm. And the more as an industry we can get rid of that misnomer and just have these conversations and let people know that, you know, $5 a week or $10 every 2 weeks, right, is something and is better than nothing, and take that intimidation away, I think is just great for everyone. And I really think this report showed that there's a lot of that sort of inaction happening that we need to help people overcome.
Agreed. Yeah. And that kind of leads me to one of my last questions here is like, what are some of the lessons that you learned from this information that may be helpful for folks in 2023 as the economy still is kind of like, I'm not sure what to do yet?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that just knowing that people, what came out in the results for us is that people know what they want to do, but they need help actually doing it, right? They need products and solutions, to your point, to gamify or make it easier, make it less intimidating, mm-hmm. right? To get into these products and services. If they are working in the gig economy, how do they retire? You know what I mean? Their company may not be offering a retirement program, right? So how, as a financial industry, do we meet people where they are and offer products and solutions that solve? That's all for where.
Great point. Great point. And lastly, I lied. There's one more question. where can folks find this report for more details?
Oh yeah, it's available for free, info.plinkett.com. Please download it. You know, just right there, we have our report, and we'll be doing it again this year and updating the data. But yeah, absolutely. You can find it at info.plinkett.com.
You got it. Well, we'll put that link in the show notes so people can get right to it and check it out, because there's lots of information. We're just scratching the surface here, obviously. But yeah, fantastic stuff here. Once again, Kathleen, appreciate your time. Anything else to add? Any final thoughts here to wrap up as we start 2023? Even though
thanks so much. Thanks so much for having us. And it was great to chat soccer as well. And good luck to the women this year at the World Cup and all that great stuff.
We're going to be watching. Yeah. If folks out there don't know that Plinkett is a big supporter of women's soccer, and they actually support a team here in San Diego, the San Diego Wave. So we're very, very honored to have you guys back in those fabulous women doing some great, great stuff out there. So yeah, we're backing them in the World Cup too. By golly.
Awesome. Yes. Go USA.
All right, Kathleen. You got it. All right, Kathleen. Thanks again. Appreciate the time as always. Keep up the good work there, and look forward to seeing you at one of these conferences as well that we're all getting back to now too.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Mike.
Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.